Good morning, good morning from sunny Southern California, although it's not all that sunny today. It's a little overcast. It is May 31st, 2020. This is Make Mention Podcast with Miss V, Vanessa Morris. Just wanted to reach out and kind of just do a quick podcast on kind of where we are. We are living in perilous times. It's just a very heartbreaking time in many respects, in many ways. But the root of, I believe, where we are has to do with sin and evil and hatred of God and rejection of God. So we're going to start our podcast off with prayer first, and then we're going to get into it. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your spirit. On the day of Pentecost, the birth of the church, we need to remember who you are and who we are in you, and never lose sight that this fight is much bigger than what our eyes can see. Lord, have your way in our hearts and in our minds. Change and transform your people and gather us into the house, Lord. Gather us into your house while it is still day. Bring us into the ark, and may we encourage one another to stay in the house, to stay in the ark of safety, to stay in your covenant, and to encourage those that are not in to come in and stay. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, like everyone else, been watching the news, but just been looking at a lot of things from the biblical perspective, because at the end of the day, the word of God shall stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand, saith the Lord, in his word. And this is a fight. It's a large fight. And it is sin, evil, hatred of God, and rejection of God. And what we really need to do is know more about God. Know more about God, then we know more about who we are. And if we know who we are, then we will operate in a whole different way. And so clearly, the officer that killed Mr. Floyd did not know God. No one that knows God and has the heart of God does these things. So it is a bigger fight. Racism is also a battle inside a very large war. There is a war between God and the enemy, and we are a part of it as we were birthed into this earth to make a choice. This is my words, to make a choice of what we're going to do. Are we going to believe God? Are we going to operate through the Adamic nature, which is sin, which plays right into the hands of the enemy? And so we have to know what we know about God. And it is high time, which it always has been, because our salvation is nearer than when we first believed, to get into the Word of God. Yes, we need to prosecute evildoers to the fullest extent of the law. Yes, people of God need to get into political office. We need to educate in order to infiltrate. Educate through the word. Educate through history. Educate through what we know and what we have known and what we should be doing. We need to educate through whether it's, politics formal education, through our ancestors, through our families. We need to educate, but we primarily need to educate in the word so we can infiltrate evil, not a person. We can infiltrate the evil camp and take back as many people we can for truth as possible while it is day, while we can still teach the true word of God. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. We are not a free people, a human race, regardless of ethnicity, if we operate outside of the word of God. As for me and my house, I will and we will serve the Lord, and we will do it God's way. We must do it God's way. We operate outside of God, then we reap the onslaught of the enemy, because legally in the spiritual realm, we are outside of God when we do it our way, when we don't follow God, when we're disobedient to his word, when we're disobedient to his way. And we are in a really ominous time, but we are in a very vulnerable time for real changes to be made that are not going to be beneficial. They are not going to be good. We are in a trifecta, so to speak. We have social unrest, injustices. We always have, but it's a hot spot, a hot button right now. We have the pandemic, and we have people dying and people getting sick. And then we have political unrest. We have China and the United States and President Trump and the Democrats and the Republicans and who's on what side and all of that. And then we have economic unrest. We have loss of jobs, and we have the market being manipulated constantly for those who know how to do it, which drain our 401ks and make them money and the markets. And it's just a hot mess. We have cities saying that they can't function. They need money from the government. And then the country is in an uproar. So we are ripe for radical changes to be made, and they will be made. But whose report will we believe? Isaiah 53. And whom is the arm of the Lord been revealed, the power of God been revealed? Those that know to do good, do it. Do it. As much as lieth within you that peace, be peaceable with all men. It is understandable the anger and the frustration and the hell and the torment. But this is a big fight. This is a big fight, and we cannot lose sight of what the real fight is about. The real fight is really against God. It really is. I'm reminded of scripture when Potiphar's wife grabbed Joseph's coat to sleep with him, and then he ended up going to jail about it. But he said, if I do this thing, if I sleep with her, I am sinning against God. The ultimate is about God. This is about Christ. This is about salvation. And it manifests itself in all these evil ways to keep us from coming to the knowledge of the truth. It is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, power and struggle and evil and demonic influences. This is a huge fight. And racism is a battle within the large war. The war is against God. God even said to Samuel, when Samuel was upset about Saul no longer being king, and he said, how long are you going to cry for this situation, Samuel? They didn't reject you. They are rejecting me. This is about God. Let us not forget that. Yes, we pray And I know I hear people with prayers, and of course prayer works. It works for those who believe. We pray, we get educated, we get into political offices if we can, we vote, we abide by the law, we prosecute when we must. We do within our rights to do, but we never lose sight of what the war is really about. Today is the day, the birth of the church. We are the church, the people, the believers of God. We are the church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. There are people all over in anarchy right now. And when the absence of leadership and the absence of obedience to truth, you get utter chaos. This is a glimpse of hell. A glimpse of hell. Trust God. Get into your word. Obey God and do the works that the Bible teaches. God did not leave us ignorant of the enemy's devices. He did not leave us ignorant of biblical history. We see how things have come down through the thousands of years of history within, all encompassed in this one book of 66 books, the Word of God, God manifested in the flesh, the spirit of prophecy. It's in this book. Read it. Ask God for knowledge and understanding. We don't know enough about God. We can't exhaust him. And because we don't know enough about God, we don't know enough about ourselves. And we keep falling into these traps and snares of the enemy. He plays people and races and segments of people in all various walks of life and various rings of economic status and belief systems. He plays us. And he taps on the buttons, and there you go. We run off and start creating chaos and destroying ourselves, because this is his hatred for God. He hates God. He wants to be God. He has rejected God, who made him, and now he is after us. He is after God's people. He is after humanity. Always have been, always will be. His modus is to steal, to kill, and destroy. And he will do it until he is burning in the lake of fire. In Revelation 20:10, his ultimate destiny is set. He knows it, and he doesn't care. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. We need transformed minds. Individually, within families, within our neighborhoods, within our cities, states, and so on. Help us, Lord, to transform our minds. We transform our minds. We change our minds. We change culture. We change thought. We change a course of history, because then we can strategize. We can plan. We can execute. We change what we believe about ourselves. We submit ourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. This is a question of how much do we know about God, his power, his authority, who he is, what he came to do in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins. Who is God? This is a quest that we must continue to be on. We hurt, we're in pain. But we need to operate legally and under the auspice of the Spirit of God, and not out of our own anger, because the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. We got to believe God, and we got to get ourselves in check. We got to have some self-restraint so we can think. Anger and frustration, just it doesn't allow you the opportunity to be able to process thought. and to figure out what you need to do. And we need to think, not just act. What is the enemy after? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We know the scripture. Spiritual wickedness in high places. What is he after? Find out what he's after and go the God way. We're not going to be able to do it with our fists. We're not going to be able to do it with burning cars, burning up businesses. We're not going to be able to do it with evil one against another. We're not going to be able to do it with Democrat against Republican. We're not going to be able to do it with these injustices and things where we go the wrong way. We need to prosecute, yes, yes, to the fullest extent, evil doers. But we're not going to be able to do it in the flesh. We're not. We need self-control so we can think and develop a plan and to execute the word of God. I'm going with Jesus all the way. I pray to God that you are too. We do it his way or we lose. It's just that simple. We operate under the auspice of God, under his word, his will, his way. We submit ourselves to him or we lose. It's the only way. God is the only way. We know the injustices. We know the years of history of evil, how the enemy has got into many races and destroyed many lives and persecuted many people, not just blacks, Jews and the Irish and many. He got through wars between the sexes, domineering women. And this has been going on a long time. What will we do? Will we operate the same way? We can see history, what worked and what didn't. The history of the book of the word and the history of mankind. We see what worked. We see what didn't work. We ask God for guidance and directions, but a lot is written in his scripture. Believe God on today and always. Hurry people up into the ark before it is too late. Stay in the ark and do not leave the covenant of safety. We must do it God's way. Otherwise, we perish. I love you guys. Pray for me. I pray for you. But get quiet so we can hear from God and ask him to reveal to us what the enemy is after. So we know what we ought to do. I love you. God bless. Try to enjoy your day. Believe God. Come up with a plan that is righteous in your personal lives with your kids, with your husband, with your community, with your church, with your ministry. Those that are not saved, read the book. Without God, it's a lost cause. It's a lost cause. I love you. God bless.